Now the point is, there is one way of consultation, and that way is through experimentation or through giving a choice after something is created. Now this is a reality that despite great misery and extreme privations and hardships, man does not want to leave the state of consciousness. The very reality of life is such a boon, such a pleasure in itself, that one would much rather live in pain than to commit suicide. Leaving the religions aside, which prohibited or which prohibit committing of suicide, look at the society outside. Even there, it is very rarely that a man commits suicide, and the doctors who have investigated into this subject are of the growing opinion, and they are now, this is the general consensus now, that they are mad, there is something wrong with them, because had they been in their full senses, they could never have committed suicide. Because a man with normal senses, even if he is driven to extreme pain, does not want to end his life. He wants to end the pain, of course, but not the life. That is the proof that they don't want to leave this world, and the creation of God is acceptable to them. Otherwise, they could not have behaved like this. Now, it is like, I'll tell you a very interesting instance, something that really happened in Lahore. There was a sort of majzoom, you know, those half-witted people who are understood to be sometimes in communion with God when they are, you know, they are lost to themselves or to the outside world. It is said that in that state of reverie, they are in communion with Allah. So there was one such man who was really a saintly, pious person, and who had abandoned the life of this earth and was not interested. Very poor person, people who would sometimes would give him some food and he would eat it, but never beg. So once somebody found him in a jubilant mood. He was almost dancing and clapping, and he was very happy. So he asked him what was the matter, what he had got. He said, the matter is that I have told Allah what I wanted to, once and for all, it's finished. He said, what have you told Allah? He said, I have told Allah that I don't like this, your world, your creation. That's all. So, after a few days, he saw him in a very despondent mood. He was walking with head bowed down. He was very unhappy. So, he said, what's the matter now? He said, the answer has come. So, what was the answer? So the answer was that whosoever creation you like, go to that creation. No choice. This is the only choice. And you can end that choice willfully, but you don't. Because the very consciousness, the state of consciousness, is a boon from Allah for which there can be no way outside value. You can never buy it, never sell it. This is something, the very existence is a pleasure to know that you are or the things are around you.
That I understand, but is the room was consulted by God?
No, it was not.
Any stage? No. Somebody did mention something about it that Allah had.
But the point is, when, you can extend that further. Let us conceive that there was a room before which was consulted. But who was consulted before the creation of Ruh?
The Ruh was created, but it was in the state of...
No, but why was not Ruh consulted?
But when we say that Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Khatam al-Nabiyyin before Adam was born, how could that be then?
That is in the blueprint.
In the same way?
No.
That Ruh was also in the blueprint.
No, the blueprint cannot be consulted.
For somebody said the prophets come to remind them of their promise which they made to God that they would worship.
No, that is within, that is an innate thing written in the nature. This is what I am pointing out, how it is proved. That's an innate desire in the spirit, which when consulted, comes out with this answer. But to think that spirits were created before and kept somewhere else and in consciousness, in a state of consciousness, and they were later on sent down and imprisoned in this body, this is something like a Hindu mythology. Islam does not approve of it.
Thank you very much.